was one of the biggest celebrations, and other towns are copying Williston. Other towns are looking. I came back to Eastern North Dakota, having been at the Ark in Williston, and I got hit up by Fargo City Commissioners. I got hit up by other people from other communities saying, well, I went down to Wahpeton. They were like, well, why can't we have something like that? And I'm like, look, you got to have the dedication of the people to do it. And in the case of Williston, North Dakota, they did. They did. They built the Ark. They built the Ark, which is one of the premier rec centers. It gets people out moving. And as Mayor Ward Kozer says, it is about quality of life. We deserve a quality of life here, too. He came directly on this very air on the News and Views radio network, and he said that. Now, no sooner than a month passes, and you have board members that are holding double secret wink, wink, nod, nod meetings. Board members like Ken Callahan and Nick Johnson and James Burvig. I mean, apparently Callahan and Burvig have it in for Darren Kruger. Now, if they don't like me saying that, Ken Callahan, I have called you. I have left messages for you. I hope you're listening to 660 right now because let me give the phone number. 237-5948, 1-800-880-5346. The people that you represent in Williston deserve to hear from you because what they did as park board members was They held meetings without specific agendas, and so now they're closed-door meetings, and then they come at, without the knowledge of some other people, even that are involved, they come out with a notice to Darren Kruger, who is basically the Williston Parks and Rec Division. I mean, he runs it, and he was a big part of why this arc is what it is, and I met Darren. And I will tell you this, his dedication to Williston and his, if you want to see the affidavit from his staff, they put him on paid leave with if you don't start doing everything the way we want to do it, you're going to get canned kind of notice. I mean, they made his life hell. Why? I don't know. I don't know. Are they mad that the Ark was even built? I mean, what's up? So know this. I have known Larry Grundahl for quite some time. I respect Larry Grundahl. He used to be on the Williston Park Board. Larry is a friend. He did not contact me. He did not seek me out to have me do this on News and Views. I contacted him. I contacted him. So that's how this all got started, and it took a lot to talk him into coming on, but he is willing to come on. Larry, good to have you on News and Views.
Thanks, Joel. I appreciate it, and I wish it was under a little bit better situation.
This should be a time, and it was a time for celebration. How did we get to here?
Well, and you're exactly right. It should be a time of celebration. This should be the time when the community should be celebrating the greatest thing that's ever happened to our town. The staff has been on a high. Everybody's been on a high. But we've had a couple board members that have been rocking the boat for a while. And it just got out of hand here in the last couple weeks. And I've seen things like this happen in other towns. And a few people in the community got together. To try to talk about this. And we decided that, you know, this can't happen. It just can't happen.
Well, I'm one of those guys that believes in naming names and then holding them accountable for it. Really, when you say a couple of, members of the park board, are we talking about Ken Callahan and James Burvig here?
Actually, the two we're talking about are Ken Callahan and Nick Johnson.
So Nick Johnson is the other one. And I made calls. I mean, I got phone numbers. I even called Joel Wiltz, and nobody called me back.
Well, that doesn't surprise me right now because they put themselves in a difficult position here. It's really, legally and everything else, they can't stand, you know, they don't have much to stand on. Burvig, James is a good man. He was kind of unknowingly got drawn into this thing, but because he signed this unapproved plan for Mr. Kruger, it drew him right into the whole mess.
When you say it's unapproved, obviously this happened behind closed doors, the Williston Herald lighting him up in terms of all of that. But what did the whole board get to vote on this?
No, the board at the board meeting, there had been some question about agreement with Williston State College and things like that that had gotten taken care of. And everything was fine, but they came up and they made a motion to form a committee of Nick Johnson and James Burbig to look into the WSC operating agreement and management errors and to see how a corrective plan of action could be taken. They voted, okay, let's look into it and just see, well, we can fix it. Well, you know as well as I do, a committee goes out, researches something, come back, make recommendations to the board, and you vote on it. 10 minutes after the meeting, Mr. Johnson and Mr. Burbig walked into Darren's office, threw a document putting him down on 6 months, a 6 month improvement plan with 5 days of suspended leave without pay, and a bunch of other different things that were totally out of line, and basically told him that, you know, if you don't sign it, you know, we're going to proceed with termination.
Which, so how do they have the authority to do that, Larry? How it hasn't been presented as an agenda item at a board meeting. They're just a committee. And the next thing you know, you've got the superintendent of the park district and Darren Kruger suspended for a week. How did they feel empowered to even do that?
Well, you have to understand the main two individuals that are involved in this. I've seen this coming for some time. I saw this when I was on the board with one of them. I worked with one of them when I was on the board. And I even mentioned it to, you know, Mr. Wilt, the park board president, about a year ago. I just told him, I said, you got to keep an eye on those guys and get them under control because they're going to cause trouble down the road. And to this day, now and then here we are. The other thing I want to make very clear on this whole thing is that Darren Kruger, he was employed for 6 years while I was a board president, and his employee evaluations were always extremely favorable. We always had a couple things. Darren, work on this, you know, like you do in any evaluation, but we're always very favorable. And I confirmed that in the last 2 years since I got off the board that his evaluations were still favorable. And so favorable that even in January, they gave him, I believe it was a 16% pay raise for everything he's done. His staff absolutely loves him, and this whole thing, Joel, has absolutely taken the staff that was on a complete high and just sucked the life right out of them right now. They have a lot of distrust for a couple individuals on the board, and it's just put a black cloud over the best thing that happened in this town in a long time.
To the point where there are some, including yourself, who are saying, look, you guys either need to step aside and resign, or we're going to initiate recall when it comes to your positions. True or not?
That's exactly true. There's a number of people in the community, and a number have come up since then asking, well, how can I help? How can I help? And including three immediate past park board members who worked with some of these individuals. What's happening is not right. I mean, they've overstepped their bounds as a board member, an elected board member. Your duties are policymaking, you know, planning, financial and budget responsibilities, intergovernmental relations, and public relations. And that's it. You stay out of the day-to-day operations, but a couple of these individuals decide they want to try to be involved in the day-to-day operations, and it's been extremely frustrating for staff, and it's been extremely frustrating for the entire district. So there's a couple board members who have really overstepped their bounds, and I guess the best way I can put it, right now the park district's is not well. It's got an illness, and the only way that the department can heal right now, after all this thing, if you've seen these employees, and you've probably seen some of the comments were in a paper by them, the only way to fix this is to remove the illness. And that's where we're at right this point in time.
Has Darren contacted an attorney?
Darren, I believe, did have an attorney. Yes, he's got an attorney.
Well, I don't know why you wouldn't have an attorney. Somebody walks in your office and completely out of the blue tells you after a great evaluation process, after a raise and everything else, that, you know what, we're going to put you on 5 days suspension. We'll pay you in the meantime. They don't even do it in the form of a public meeting so that he can answer it. He's told if he doesn't sign it, we're going to fire you. How many people do you know that wouldn't contact an attorney after that?
Well, exactly, and he was advised to do so immediately, and he did so. And when after this thing all shook out, I think the park board gave their attorney authority to work this thing out and get him back to work. And he's back at work now, with it. But he's still got this cloud hanging over his head.
I threw every one of the affidavits for Darren away that didn't have a signature on them. And I've still got a mountain of them here with the ones where they did sign them. And right. These are employees of his and people that are passionate about the park board. And they keep pointing out, and they go back to the two individuals involved here, which is Nick Johnson and Ken Callahan. And these people could, the vindictive way that some of this has been handled, they could easily find themselves fired, I would guess, just for signing these things. They don't care. They're pointing out that what's happened here is just flat out wrong, Larry.
Yeah, I've never quite seen. I mean, I knew Darren had support from his staff over there. I didn't realize the extent that he had the support. The support he's got is phenomenal. When he came back last Tuesday, the staff got wind that he was going to be in about 10 o'clock coming back to work that day. About 22 of them were in the lobby, and they started clapping the minute he walked in the door. This is what kind of person he means a lot to this staff. And to really come across and make accusations of what Mr. Krueger has done, and none of us are perfect. I mean, yeah, Darren realizes that, he could probably do some things different too, but this is a gentleman, since we got the sales tax, has led the charge to between $4 and $5 million in improvements to the park district. He's led the charge to get a $76 million recreation center built, and he ramped our full-time staff in the department from 13 a year and a half ago to 43, got them trained, got them ready to rock and roll, and got the building open and with a flawless transition. In 2.5 years, I don't know anybody, a lot of people that could do that.
There's another part to that too, Larry. I looked at the resumes of some of these people that went to work for the park district up there, and the pay they were getting versus what they could make, as you and I both know in the oil patch. And these people wanted to work for him. They gave up money to work for him, and their resumes fit the criteria of people you would want to work in your park district. I mean, he did an amazing job finding the employees you needed.
He did an amazing job, and he's built a sense of family up there. I mean, that whole group, they're very tight-knit. They're very close. The staff he's put together is really phenomenal. It's just unbelievable what he's been able to do with that in the last year and a half.
Larry, where do you go? You and the people that signed that letter, how long do you expect to hear from when do you expect to hear from the individuals that basically are saying, look, you got to go or we're going to recall you?
Well, they've been put on notice already. I mean, we sent Mr. Wilt, the president, a letter, and I have a tremendous amount of respect for Joel Wilt as a president. He's just in a tough spot trying to...
He's a good guy.
He's just trying to rein in a couple of rogue members, and he's in a tough, tough spot right now. But we as a group have decided, that the only way to fix this is they have to go. And if they don't resign voluntarily, then we will begin a recall petition on them. And we already have that in the works. We have people receiving calls that I'll take one out. We've got everything researched and ready to go. And it's unfortunate because we shouldn't have to do that. But at the same time, good people don't deserve these things to happen to them because somebody has a power kick. And this has happened in other communities and other entities. And at some point in time, somebody has to stand up and say enough is enough. You can't abuse your power to this level.
Well, $76 million project comes in early and under budget. My God. Larry, thanks for what you're doing, and thanks for coming on after I asked you.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Joel.
Larry Grundahl from the city of Willis. His letter caught my attention. He wrote a letter to the editor in the Williston Herald, and he's talking about all this that went down. Zach, good to have you on News and Views.
Thanks for having me, Joel. I appreciate it.
Is it my understanding that you are running for the park board?
I am, yeah. This was something I was on the ballot before any of this came to be. But yes, sir, I am running for the Parks Board.
Did you know that these board members had gone rogue? That they were... there's serious considerations when it comes to the law here, whether or not they violated the law when it comes to open meetings.
Absolutely. And to my opinion, they have. when you call an executive session, they've got the right to do that. As a board, they've got the right to call an executive session to discuss certain things if there's some room for that. Now, they have to talk about things that were on the agenda, and the meetings have to be tape recorded. Now, I don't know one way or the other whether they were or not, but I know that in that whole there were four times they did end up calling an executive session. Each time it was motioned by Mr. Johnson, seconded by Mr. Callahan. And, you know, the whole process was just lacked any sort of transparency.
Well, not to mention the fact, am I right in assuming that these individuals pushed for, got a committee, went into special session, and then didn't come out with a board recommendation on suspension? Or did the board actually suspend or recommend suspending Darren?
If they did, they didn't do it in a public session.
My point. I mean, they go in and make they set up a committee. The committee goes and looks at it. They go into special session. They come out and say, oh, by the way, without any recourse whatsoever, if you don't sign this, you're canned.
Well, and worse off, Joel, to my understanding, I can't remember the exact time, but they appointed that committee, and then 40 minutes later, Mr. Krueger had the typewritten documents that suspended him for 5 days.
That's a lynching. I mean, that's a lynching. Zach, hang on. Yeah. I want to talk to you a little bit more. Zach Fleck, he's running. I think he might be the answer to the problem and get back to celebrating what is a great community, a new project, which is the ARC. So stick around. More coming your way right here on News and Views. Welcome back to News and Views. Joel Heitkamp, your host. Zachary Fleck is our guest. He's running for the park board in the great city of Williston. Zach, what response have you gotten from the people of Williston to all of this? You wrote the letter to the editor, you put your name on the ballot, and you did that prior to this whole thing exploding. Did you know of it? Did you catch wind that these two kind of rogue park board commissioners were doing this type of stuff?
You know, I inquired before I decided to put my name on the ballot. Behind the scenes, I'd heard rumors, people being in it, you know, for personal gain as opposed to what's best for the city. But, Joel, I had no idea it would be to this level. No question.
So what response are you getting from the citizens of Williston? Because what exploded, I mentioned on Friday that I was going to do this show. You wouldn't believe the emails that I got, and some of them referenced you saying, please get him on. And let people know all over your listening audience that not everyone from Williston, you know, acts this way when holding a public office. They wanted people to know that Williston knew how to do business.
You know, and Williston's a great town, and I believe wholeheartedly that the park district here, it's positioned to be one of the best in the Midwest. Not in North Dakota, it's positioned to be one of the best in the Midwest. You know, and so the response that I've got, and I, you know, I'm sorry that it had to be negative on one side, but, you know, I've had people come up and thank me for being a voice in this. You know, and that just feels good, and it makes you realize what you're doing is the right thing. You know, and I've never been afraid to stand up for the right thing and for what's best for the city. I've got no problem, you know, being the voice of that.
So let me ask this: should these individuals, should Nick Johnson, should you know Larry Callahan, should these people be? Should they be recalled, or should they be, or Ken Callahan? I'm sorry. Should they be recalled, or should they just be beat at the ballot box?
You know, ultimately, either option is acceptable in my eyes. You know, one of the biggest problems that I have with this whole situation, I fully understand that mistakes happen. You know, when you've got a $76 million project, one of the best recreational centers in the country, not just in North Dakota, not in the Midwest, one of the best in the country, there's bound to be hiccups along the way. You know, so one of my biggest problems with this whole situation is not the members on the board that are most responsible for this have just no. They don't accept any sort of responsibility for it. There's no accountability there for them. I fully believe they still don't think they've done anything wrong. You know.
Well, so, Zach, let me ask you this question, because what they're using as their reason, even though there's plenty of evidence here that they were after Darren Kruger before all this. But what they're using as their reason is the fact that they believe Williston State College should be paying all the power bill. Was that ever the point or not?
You know, I can't speak either way on that. From my understanding, Williston State College expected to pay one thing. The Park Board expected that they were going to pay something else, and those two numbers weren't the same. Whether that was that the Park Board expected that they were going to pay the entire utility bill, you know, I can't speak to that, but I can speak that the two numbers weren't the same.
I can't for the life of me figure out how these Park Board commissioners can believe that Williston State College should pay all of the power bill all of the time.
I agree. Williston State, I do agree to some level that they do benefit quite possibly the most of anyone from this. But to expect them to pay the entire utility bill, I think is a little out of line.
I was there, and it isn't just Williston State College students that are using it. It's everybody using it, and that's a good thing.
Absolutely.
So let's take some phone calls. Jeff, you are on with Zach Fleck and Joel Heikamp. Go ahead, Jeff.
Joel, first off, let me thank you very much for having such a great program on 660, and I listen to you every day. It's fabulous.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, not a problem. Say, the one thing that kind of keeps getting left out here with this Park Board thing, you know, yes, fabulous rec center. We have that and stuff. But Darren is also responsible. Darren and his staff and the Park Board is also responsible for every single park that we have in this town that has been here for years and years. And with the new rec center being coming up and this issue coming to light, you know, we seem to forget that that is also a huge part of their job, is taking care of the parks that we already have here, the tennis court, Spring Lake Park. There is a ton of stuff that they were doing. The Raymond Center, the old Raymond Center, we still have that stuff, and they are doing that in addition to this $80 million rec center that we got, and thank God we got it.
Yeah. Jeff, would you support a recall of these park board commissioners?
Absolutely. Okay. 100%. And I'll be honest with you, you know, and I'm not going to go on. We've had issues in the past with one of these gentlemen in regards to some other stuff, and it's been along this line, and it's finally come to a point that somebody has thank God the Herald actually put this in the paper and brought it to the forefront that, you know, something can be done.
Yeah, you know? I do have to compliment the Herald on this. They've done the research for me once people started calling me was incredibly easy to do, thanks to the Herald. So, you know, print and radio don't always do the kumbaya, but on this one I'll give them the big wet kiss. So, thank you, Jeff.
They did a fantastic job on that.
Yeah, they did, Zach. Zach, do you have a website? Do you have a way so that the people like Jeff and others in Williston who want what they deserve, which is a great community park district, and as Mayor Ward put it, a good quality of life, that they have a way to find out about you?
You know, at this point, I don't. It's something that's in the works, but at this point,
you got a Facebook page that people can find out.
I do have a Facebook page. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me on LinkedIn. I think those are the two main ways to get a hold of me. If you've got any questions, I'm happy to answer any questions or concerns from the public. You know, that's at the end of the day what your public officials should do.
I agree.
They've taken that responsibility.
I would argue, Zach, that Facebook is the new web page anyway. So, all right. Thanks, bud. Good luck to you. I have what I can tell already is you'd have my vote. Appreciate you coming on.
Thank you, Joel. I appreciate it.
Zach Fleck, ladies and gentlemen, running to try to solve this problem. Now put yourself in this shoe, okay? You have a board. And you've got a couple members who have made it clear upon their election that they're going to get this superintendent. Now, the superintendent, folks, if you want to see the affidavits, they're right there. They're all going to be public because people put their name to this. Others didn't. They went in the garbage because if you're not going to put your name to something like that, I'm not going to read them on air. But if I started reading these, it would go on and on and on. These are employees who stood by the door and waited for Darren to come back after this ridiculous suspension so that they could clap and hug him and welcome him back. All because two rogue park board commissioners decided that they wanted to be park board superintendent. Well, they're not. They got elected to be park board commission. You know what? If you want to go mow grass, mow grass. I mean, you don't get to do that. You don't get as a park board member to just say, well, you know, we're going to can him. I don't like him. I mean, you know, here we go. I mean, look at this. I mean, you can hate the project all you want. The people of Williston spoke to the project. You know what? And I would argue this, whether it be through recall or whether it be through election, I think they're going to speak to these two individuals. I do. I think that they're going to speak to the issues that come up with Nick Johnson and Ken Callahan. And the bad part is this James Burvig, I'm hearing from all kinds of people that pretty good guy, you know, but he got wrapped up in this thing because these guys rolled him. Well, my guess is he's going to get wrapped up in this whole thing too. Because if you don't have the guts to look him in the eye and say, oh, go shove it. You know, check my yard out. Next time I'm going to have a Zach Fleck sign in my yard, and I'm going to do everything I can to elect him. That's how you deal with it, whether it be through recall or whether it be through general election. That's how you deal with it. Richland County, we have a rogue county commissioner. Everybody knows that he's a quarter bubble from a level. You know how we're dealing with that? We're organizing candidates to run against him if he runs. And we'll do everything we can to get them elected. And I will put their signs in my yard. I will give them a couple of bucks. That's how you do things. That's how you change things. And I hope the citizens of Williston are doing just that.